天国的梦想哈、the message that I want to share with you has to do with the dreams of your life. Embracing the dream in your heart. First of all, I wanted to talk to you about your desires. Absolutely, you can have your desire. Yes, let's talk about them. In fact, Jesus talked about your desires himself. 首先让我们来谈论一下你的渴望哈，要知道你是可以拥有渴望的哈。耶稣他也提及到你的渴望哈，在约翰福音15:7，耶稣是这样的说哈，我们有一个 PPT 哈。So in the Bible, Jesus actually said this about your desire. This is what he said: If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. 好，耶稣他很清楚的，他说：“你若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。” Now, notice that Jesus is really into fulfilling your desire for you. The NIV actually says, ask whatever you wish. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And that is the promise that he gave. 那中文的和合本它是翻译从英文的钦定本翻译过来的，它不是从原文翻译过来的，所以你看到耶稣说和合本里面他说凡你们所愿意的哈，其实在原文里面并不是说凡你们所愿意，原文是说凡你们所想要的哈，一切但凡你们所渴望的哈，这个是原文啊。然后神在诗篇当中也有一个同样的承诺啊啊，我们看那个PPT 哈，下一个。In the book of Psalms, this is what is written: Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. 诗篇在37是这样的说，你当依靠耶和华而行善。住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。那 notice Jesus said, whatever you desire, you ask, and it will be done for you. 耶稣他说，凡你们所渴望的，祈求，就给你们成就。也就是说，包括一切各式各类的每一种不同种类的，关乎你自己所想要的不同种类的渴望，他都要给你成就。Different people may have different desires at different times. Some people long for a good health, some long for a partner, some desire for a successful career.And all the different desires you may have, listen, God is pleased to fulfill them one by one for you. He's looking forward to do that. He wants to do that. But he just needs you to trust in him and do good. And then delight yourself in him. 不同的人都会有着不同的他所想要的渴望。有一些人他渴望着身体得到医治，有一些人他渴望着能够有一个合适的伴侣哈，有一些人他渴望着他的事业能够更提升到另外一个高峰哈，生活的指数能够提高。那所有一切不同种类的渴望，我告诉你，神他都愿意很乐意的一切的一一的为你来实现，来满足你。但他就是需要这样，他就是需要什么呢？他需要你形象，他需要你 以他的信实为粮，他需要你继续的以他为乐。 So do you long for healing? Trust that Yahweh Rapha will heal and delight yourself in Yahweh Rapha. You long for perfect peace? Yes. Well, trust in Yahweh Shalom and he will protect you. Trust that he will protect you and delight yourself in Yahweh Shalom. You desire for the needs to be met, all your needs to be met, right? Well, trust that Yahweh Jireh will provide. And because you trust that he will provide, you delight yourself in Yahweh Jireh. 你渴望得到医治吗？你就相信他是耶和华拉法，耶和华拉法会医治你，你就以耶和华拉法为你的乐。你渴望得平安吗？你就相信耶和华沙龙他会保护你，你就以他为乐，以耶和华沙龙为乐。你渴望你所需要的都要能够给得到供应吗？哎，我告诉你，你相信耶和华以乐，对不对？你相信耶和华以乐，他会加添给你的，就因为你相信他会加添给你，所以你就以耶和华以乐为乐。 Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, all kinds of desires that you might have, you got to continue to hold on to it. But there is one type of desire you must not ever neglect. In fact, this desire is what you need to forever, I said forever, hold on to and forever embrace in your heart. We're talking about the dream of your life. 弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，不错，所有一切不同种类的渴望，你都可以，你也需要继续的把它怀抱着在你的心里面。可另外有一类的渴望，同样是属于你的，属乎你的，是关乎你的渴望，你绝对不能够忽略，绝对需要继续的把它来怀抱在心里面。这是哪一类的渴望呢？我告诉你，这个是你的人生的梦想。我们在说的是把你的人生的梦想怀抱在心里面。 So yes, you should be holding on to your desires. But what more important to hold on to is the dream of your life. 我们在这里讲的是你真的要需要实现的，是你要实现的人生的理想，人生的梦想。可这一类的渴望，它究竟应该是怎么样的呢？ Now, what kind of dream are we talking about? When we talk about the dream of your life, what should be the dream of your life be about? Notice that when Jesus said he would make your desires come true, he said, I'll have it done for you. Whatever, whatsoever you desire.He would have it done for you. But notice that he spoke about something else. He spoke of something that you have to be doing. He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. And to abide means to stay closely. Listen, it means to stay connected closely with. 好，我们有一个PPT 哈。请注意哈，他在耶稣，他在约翰福音十五章，他是这样的，他说，他愿意满足你所有一切的渴望，所有一切任何种类的渴望，你所要的，你所渴望的，他都要满足你。可他在这里，他提出了一个条件，他说什么呢？首先说，他说什么？你若藏在我里面。藏在我的里面，那个是什么意思呢？就是说你继续的，那个意思就是说你继续的跟我紧密的连接着。 Brothers and sisters, you need to stay close. I mean, to stay close with him, to connect with him closely. And we're talking about, Jesus is not talking about you connected with a religion. He's not talking about you connected with a denomination. He's not talking about you closely connected, not even close. He's not talking about you closely connected to a local church. Of course, we need to connect to a local church. But he's talking about you connecting with himself. 弟兄姐妹，你需要继续的紧密的跟耶稣他来连接。那你要注意的，耶稣他不是说你继续的停留在基督教的里面，他也不是说你继续的停留在某一个教派的里面，他说的是你继续的跟他本人来连接着，来紧密的连接着。 Why am I emphasizing this today? Because today, a lot of Christians are connected with a denomination, yes. They are connected with a local church, yes. Even a lot of people are connected with a belief system, yes, yes, yes. But wait a minute, they're not really that closely connected with the person of Jesus himself. 我要强调的这一点就是因为今天我们太多太多的基督徒，的确，他跟一个宗派，他跟一个教派很紧密的连接着，他跟一个教会的肢体很紧密的连接着，他甚至于可以很紧密的跟一个基督的信仰，一个信仰来连接着，可偏偏 就没有很紧密的来跟耶稣本人连接着。So surely you need to have church life. You need to stay close, stay closely connected with brothers and sisters among yourselves. But the real key here is to connect with Jesus as a person, with Jesus, your master. He is a living God. He is the living God, and he is your master. He is not just a belief system. He is not just a religion. He is a real person, and he needs you to fellowship with him, to interact with him, to draw close to him daily. 所以我们知道我们需要有教会的生活。 我们需要跟弟兄姐妹保持能够连接，紧密的连接。当你真正的关键是 及时的跟耶稣他自己保持亲密的连接，他是一个活的神，他是你的主人，他需要你亲密的跟他来交往，每天的保持着有亲密的交通。So now when you connect with him, your master, when you connect with him closely, and you begin to realize, yes, 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 because we're connected so closely, your business becomes his business. Your concern is his concern, yes. Now, however, at the same time, his business ought to be your business as well. His concern ought to be your concern as well. Now, what is his business today? What is the business of Jesus today? He's working on all kinds of kingdom projects today. I mean, if you would be closely fellowshipping with him, you will sense that, you will see that, you will feel that in your spirit. Jesus is working on all kinds of kingdom projects today. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven approaching now, coming very close, coming near. And as far as Jesus is concerned, everything and anything that is about his kingdom is his business. And so the kingdom plan ought to be your business as well. We're talking about the kingdom plan of Jesus becoming your plan, becoming your business in life, becoming your mission in life, and the dream of your life. 当你继续的跟耶稣保持能够紧密的连接的时候，葡萄树跟自己的连接是那么亲密啊。所以呢，在耶稣看来， 你的事就是他的事，所有一切关乎你的事就是他的事。可同时间呢，弟兄姐妹，在你看来，同样的，耶稣他的事必须要也就是你的事。好，所有一切关乎他的就是关乎你的。好，所以他的事就是我的事。好，主耶稣他今天有什么事呢？你知道吗？如果你继续的紧密的跟他交通交往，你心底里面你会感到的，你会感觉到的，你会看到的，就是今天，我说今天耶稣他在努力的在筹备着，在计划着他国度要降临的时候，有大大小小不同的项目，不同的计划，不同的国度的计划在进行当中。这个就是他今天的事。对于耶稣这位君王来说，他的国度在地上面拓展的计划就是他的事，而这个国度的计划必须要就是你今天心里面老是惦记着拥抱着的那个人生的梦想。 That's why you ought to be concern yourself with the kingdom plan. And if you consider God's kingdom plan as your business, as the most important thingin your life, then the dream that you need to be embracing in your heart must be concerned with the kingdom plan of God. 所以让我告诉你，你要认真的关心天国的计划。如果天国的计划就是你看着是这个大事哈，这个就是我人生的大事，那你心里面怀抱的渴望必须要就是跟这个伟大的天国的计划有关的。好，关乎天国国度的计划就是你人生的一个人生的理想。好，我们都知道哈， we know that in the Sermon of the Mount, the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus himself gave to all of us, gave to you, gave to me, one ultimate command. Jesus said this, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. 在登山宝训里面，耶稣他是这样说的，他给了我们一个重大的吩咐，就是说你们要先求他的国和他的义。他给我们的吩咐就是你们要先求他的国，求耶稣的国度。这个就是我的追求了。我的追求是什么？就是他的国度，因为他的国度的事就是我的事。 So brothers and sisters, if you are truly following Jesus, the pursuit of the kingdom of GodMust be the very life purpose, must be the very reason why you live, and as long as you live. And let me tell you something. Everyone is pursuing something. Everyone. Some people, they're pursuing a relationship. Some people, they're pursuing health. Some people, they're pursuing a career.Or whatever their hobbies might be, whatever their interests might be. Yes, those are all your pursuit, and that is fine. But you know what? The ultimate pursuit in life, the ultimate dream in life, can be only just that one thing. Let me tell you something. You put your expectation on people, as far as you put your expectation on people, you'll be disappointed. But if you would put your expectation on God, you won't be disappointed. So your ultimate pursuit ought to be just that one thing, the kingdom of your master, Jesus. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你真心的跟随耶稣的时候， 你要跟着他来得到他的荣耀，来得到他的奖赏，来得到他的赞誉，你要跟着他走这个荣耀的路的时候，这个寻求追求神的国就必须要是你在活在这个地上你的一切你的人生的目的，好，你的人生的追求就是这个。我们很多的人都会追求不同的东西，有一些他追求爱情，有一些他追求他的事业，有一些他追求健康，哈，有一些人他追求他所选择的喜好，啊，追求美满的家庭，那这些都是好的。当我告诉你，你唯一一个真的用你的一生，你的终极的、最终的追求，就只有一个，只有这个东西能够真的满足你，啊，就是神的国。追求的就只有一个，追求神的国度。So every genuine follower of Jesus ought to be pursuing with all that you have, all that in your mind, all that in your feeling, all that in with your time, with your money, with everything, wholeheartedly pursuing with your entire life the kingdom. Seek the kingdom.And the seeking of the kingdom has four components, four main content. First, you need to be keeping a quality prayer life, actively engaging yourself with praying for the kingdom business. Now, that is the very basic content of pursuing the kingdom. 有每一个信耶稣的人，他应该有的就是很竭力的，很用心的哈，以他的一生来追求神的国，哈，追求这个国度，然后追求这个国度呢，有四个内容，四个主要的内容。第一个就是你需要为神国的事情，哈，来有一个惯常的一个祷告的生活，哈，这个就是祷告的生活，为福音，哈，为教会，为福音，啊，来祷告，这个就是第一个很基本的内容，啊，然后 ，and then second content is serving at the local church where you belong, right? And then in your daily life, you go take care of the people that God has put in your life. 啊，第二方面的内容，追求神的国度，就是你需要。因为神的国度的缘故，你继续的保持在教会里面有一个尽心的服事，好。然后接下来呢，第三个呢，就是你在个人的生活里面，在个人的生活的空间里面，你用你个人的生命，去侍奉，去关顾，去守候，去爱护每一个神放在你生命里面的人，这些就是我在追求神的国了。Now, while all these are basic content of pursuing the kingdom, the real core about seeking the kingdom, listen, it's all about seeking the plan and the dream which God has assigned for you. Brothers and sisters, I want you to always remember this truth. Before the creation of the earth,God already appointed you. Before he formed you in the womb of your mom, he already appointed you. And he has chosen a plan for you. And that kingdom plan must be the dream that you pursue with your life. This is the very core content of pursuing the kingdom of God. 所有这些所讲的基本的内容最真正核心的内容，寻求神的国，就是你把那个预定，神预定给你的天国的计划，作为你的梦想，作为你的理想，怀抱在心里面。People often would see on magazines, articles, coverage of some celebrities, celebrities so and so now building a school somewhere or sponsoring a hospital somewhere in a third world country. You know, people can read about all those celebrities all the time. And one time I asked that question, I raised a question. You know, is it like a patent that only the celebrities can be doing those things? No, I tell you, no. It doesn't belong, it's not just something that the celebrities is doing. God's faith people ought to be doing it too. Only that we should be doing it in a more excellent way. 那时候我们都会在一些八卦的杂志报章上面看一些报道，某某的明星，某某的名人，又预备了在什么地方要捐赠一个学校，又预备了在什么地方要盖一个什么医院的之类的。然后呢，这些报道你看得多了以后呢，你慢慢觉得好像这些举动就好像是属于他们这一类的名人，明星才应该做，才会做的事。 那有一期我就不干，我问了一个疑，我就提出了一个疑问， 难道这所有的修桥补路的创办学校的医院的这些善举 就只是属于这些名人，这些明星他们来， 是属于他们的专利吗？ 让我告诉你，不是的，不是的， 我们也要做， 我们也要做得更好， 基督徒也要做， 要比外邦人做得更出色。 So I want to encourage you to all set up a dream, the dream that belongs to you. According to the kingdom plan of God, some of you should be seeking the kingdom, so you might be setting up a hospital somewhere in a third world country. Some of you should be seeking the kingdom so that, hey, I see it, you're calling me to help start a school somewhere to take care of some orphans. Some of you may be starting I'm so connected with Jesus. I see that project he is passing on to me to open up some wells so that some people in Africa can be provided with drinking water. Or some of you, I have a dream to start a broadcast station in that country because they need to hear the gospel. 我鼓励大家，你很认真的按照追求神的国来设定一些是你的属于你的人生的梦想。 有一些基督徒，你可能你要按照寻求国度的缘故，你心里面有一个理想，有一个梦想，我要走到一些崇尚僻壤的地方来设立一个医院。又或者说，有一些的信徒，你可能你按照寻求神的国，你心里面产生了一个梦想，哎呀，我退休之后，我要到某一个国家，我要创办一个孤儿院来照顾那一些孤儿。 来开一个水井，来开办一个福音的广播的电台，因为在那个地方他们还没能够听到福音。我告诉你，你要是你跟他继续的保持这个紧密的连接的时候，他就能够让你看见他今天在做的是什么事情，他愿意你来做什么事情。The question is this. What kind of dream are you pursuing? Are you pursuing the American dream? Or are you pursuing the kingdom dream? I tell you, most people today, even the born again, all they are pursuing is the American dream. Oh yeah, the American dream can make you comfortable, can make you very prosperous, can make you very comfortable physically. But that is all. That's all you will get. Not too much about that to brag about in the book of life. But for the kingdom dream, or if you would pursue the kingdom dream, you know what the kingdom dream will do for you? The kingdom dream will transform you, will transform your life, because now your life, you yourself will become a transformer to a multitude of thousands of people. 真正的关键的问题，究竟你今天，你在追逐的是什么的梦？你在追逐的是美国梦吗？你在追逐的是美国梦还是天国的梦？美国梦能够让你很舒适的生活，很舒坦的生活，很舒服的，就这样而已。在你的生命册里面没有什么的记载了，它很舒服的。天国呢？天国梦能够改变你。天国梦，当你追求它的时候，努力去追求它的时候，它就能够继续的改变你，继续的能够让你进入的耶稣的荣耀，能够让你的生命给改变。不但你的生命要改变，你也要成为千万的人的生命的改变，因为你的生命给改变了，你神也能够用你来改变千千万万的人，甚至于你走了以后，你走了以后，那个蛇伤还在哪里？你走了以后，那个水井还在哪里？你走了以后，那个医院还在哪里？在你的生命册里面就记载着，他追求了天国梦，他追求了耶稣，他跟耶稣紧密的连接了，神也用了他了，千万的人的生命给改造了。 In fact, not only must we pursue the kingdom dreamBut we pursue big, big dream, dream big, dream great. Why? Because let me tell you something, your God, our God is big. He is big, beyond your imagination. 事实上，我们不单只要追逐天国梦，我们更要坚持的要追求更大更伟大的更大更伟大的梦想。为什么？因为你的神是伟大的，因为他要跟你同行，你跟你同行的神是大的神，是伟大的神，是人所看没能做的事，他在他凡事都能。 So I encourage all the faith people todayNot only would you be holding on to big and glorious dreams, learn to process. We're talking about, yes, process your dreams. Process your dreams with hope. At night, when you would go to bed, forget about your phone, turn off your phone.Cut that bad habit. When you go to bed at night, turn off your phone. Take some good quality time to process, to operate your hope, to process your dream. Go visit your kingdom dream and take a good look at it. Look again at the scene when that orphanage is coming to pass. Look again at the scene when those orphans will be dancing around at the teaching of the Bible at your children's center. And while you're looking at the scene, give God the praise, give him the prayer of praise. Now, this is processing your dream with the operation of your hope.我鼓励每一个主内的信徒，不仅你要有一个伟大的人生的梦想，人生的目标，你更要懂得用，就是为你天国的梦想，为着你天国的梦想很积极的来操作你的盼望，很积极的操作你的盼望。怎么操作你的盼望呢？每一天晚上你要睡觉的时候，当你躺卧在床上的时候，把你的手机关掉，你就抽一个时间，好好的操作你的盼望， 把那个属于你的梦想很认真的很认真的望一望，好，很着实的盼一盼，看着在脑海里面看着，在脑海里面看着那个孤儿院，看着那个学校，看着那些儿童，看着那个水井，你就在脑海里面看着那个情景，看着人要得救了，看着人要得到教导了，看着人要得到盼望了，你就看着那个情景的时候，你就在那边一边的看一边的赞美主啊，感谢你，赞美你主，你就在操作你的盼望，把你的梦想来看一次。 Let's talk about keeping your dreams alive。 好，我们再看看怎么将你心里面的梦想真的好好的来守护，好好的守护。好，我们有一个 PPT。 好，在这个箴言里面，好，它是这样So in the book of Proverbs, the word of God gave us an instruction, a very important instruction. He said this, he said, above all else, whatever you do, this is the thing that you do. Guard your heart. For everything you do, whatever that you might be doing, flows from it.神在箴言里面他这样的吩咐我们是、啊、弟兄姐妹 这是一个很重要的吩咐，非常重要的吩咐。他说什么？他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。因为为什么缘故，为什么我要保守我的心呢？因为一生的果效是由心发出来的，所有你一生的所做的一切的功效，你所做的一切的事都是从心里面发出来。Now the reason God tells you to guard your heart is that if you fail to do so, something evil, something unclean, something toxic might enter in. Listen to me carefully. This is what is happening to a lot of Christians.People who allow themselves to become addicted to music, to the worldly music today. I'm telling you, 99% of them, very destructive. The video games today. I mean, you got yourself addicted to music and video games and all this stuff. And a lot of people, you have no idea. You are opening up your soul when you play, when you listen.Especially with that fancy headphone, with that extra heavy bass. You have no idea. You're opening up your soul to allow entrance of all kinds of ungodly, all kinds of violence, all kinds of lust, all kinds of spirit of depression, spirit of vanity, and all kinds of wickedness.And it's contaminating, intoxicating your soul, your heart. 那保守的意思就是说守护、啊、要守护着，要把守着、啊、你要守护着，把守着你的心，胜过一切。为什么？因为弟兄姐妹，如果你没有好好的把它来守护，后果呢，就是首先就是有一些不对劲的东西，不好的东西，邪恶的东西，它要闯进去了。今天很多的人就是没有懂得这个关键，没有懂得这个真理，他随便的就听着世俗的音乐，还着世俗的电脑游戏，或者看着不该看的视频，那结果呢？各式各类的淫邪啊、暴力啊、不圣洁啊、不洁净啊、空虚的灵啊、忧郁的灵啊，就闯进了他的心灵里面。 他没有保护，没有保护好，闯进了里面，他的灵魂就受损了。哎呀，怪不得很多人听不到神的声音，怪不得很多人眼睛瞎了，看不见他应该有的异象。So another, but then there's another reason. There's another reason for you to be guarding your heart. Not only to keep away evil stuff, not allowing the entrance, but the other reason to be guarding your heart is to prevent, listen, to prevent losing what is valuable inside, that treasure. Oh, I got some treasure in my heart, and I need it to be kept in there, because if I'm not guarding, it will be robbed, it will be taken away from me. You need to be guarding your heart so you do not lose the word of God. And then another huge reason for you to be diligently guarding your heart, so you will not lose your dream. You're not going to lose it. It will forever, you will always, it will always be there in your heart. 守护着你的心，另外一个目的就是不要让里面的，不要让里面的宝贝的东西被流失了，被夺去了。你不守护它的嘛，你不守护它的时候，里面贵重的东西就要被夺去了。那你要好好的守护你的心，好叫神的话语不会被流失，不会被夺取。那另外一个重要的原因，弟兄姐妹，你要保守你的心，守护你的心，就是你不要让你里面的那个梦想，那个指望，它永远停留在里面，不让任何的东西，不让那个魔鬼，不让任何的人来把它夺走。Whatever it takes, above all things, you continue on faith, hope, and love to keep your dreams alive in your heart, in your heart. 无论如何，天国的梦想必须要是继续的存留在心中，永远的存留在心里面。好，我们有一个 PPT 哈，在诗篇里面，神是这样的吩咐。Look at what God says again, the word in the book of Psalms. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. 好，他的我们再看另外一个 PPT 哈。在圣经原文他是这样的说哈，原文是说，你要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里的在你心里的渴望赐给你。 You see what God is looking to give is the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. The dream that you have kept in your heart.It cannot be just something you just curious about, oh, every once in a while, casually. Oh, no. It cannot be that. It has to be in your heart, embraced in your heart, continually. 要以耶和华为乐，无论处于什么的风浪、逆境、困难，你都会以神为乐吗？弟兄姐妹，今天有我们很多的人，我们在这个瘟疫的里面哈，这个病毒每天都在说啊，又多少人又要死了，在这个瘟疫当中，很多的人每天都活在沮丧当中，他觉得他的退休计划哈，这个 401k 没了，他的工作收入少了，很多的人都闷闷不乐的。我告诉你，这个就是现实，很多人就是闷闷不乐的，很多的人甚至于让听着养他的担忧，让他的害怕 拦阻了他追求天国梦想的迹象和那个魄力。本来有追求天国梦想的，有一个志向，有一个魄力，现在没了，因为他哀求了啊，他看着他看着这个疫情哈、啊，他的焦点转移了，好、啊，他顾上的就是他的担忧，他的害怕。神仍然在寻找。有没有全心全意的信靠他，能够以他为乐的人？当你以他为乐的时候，你不会闷闷不乐的。为什么？我的神会供应我，我怕什么？我的神会医治我，我怕什么？啊，你就是活在喜乐的里面，因为神就是与你同在。哎，神同时候也在寻找。有没有一些渴望，有没有一些梦想，是这个人一直以来不肯放弃，存留在心中的？有的话，神就能够实现。如果那个渴望，那个梦想没有存留在心中，某某时间开始，哦，放弃了，不看了，不要了，不管了，神就没有什么东西可以给你实现。弟兄姐妹 ，brothers and sisters, that is why no matter what pandemic is happening, I don't care what pandemic is happening out there today. I don't care if they say the virus is going to be going to be mutated to something even more horrible, even more powerful. Let me tell you something. You just continue to delight yourself in the Lord. Stop looking at the stock market or how is it going to crumble. Oh, stop looking at the news. And, oh, they say the real estate is going to crumble. It's going to collapse. Stop looking at the bad news. Start looking at the kingdom. Start looking at your plan, at the plan God has for your life. Start looking at God himself. No matter how bad the things might look around you, you do not allow circumstances to rob the dreams out of your heart. Never do that. Guard your heart. 生命里面无论遇见什么的风浪，什么的患难，还是怀抱着属于你的梦想，属于你的一切的渴望。你不允许这个世界的坏消息，不允许各式各样的限制告诉你来什么是你可以渴望的，什么是你现在可以拥有的梦想。这个世界要告诉你，今天你只可以有这样的梦想，今天的情况呢，你只可以有这样的理想。屁话！我让神来告诉我，我让我伟大的神来告诉我，我的梦想，我的理想可以有多好，可以还是无论现在的环境多么的不妙，神还是能够把他的梦想来实现。The Laodicean Church mentioned in the book of Revelation is everywhere today. You know, the Laodicean Church thinks that they are not lacking anything. They're doing fine. But Jesus said they need to buy from him pure gold.And they need to buy from him medicine for their eyes so they can see. Now today, if you would really go to Jesus and continue to go to him to buy medicine to anoint your eyes so you can see and you can see better and better and better and better, I hope you begin to see. First, you will begin to see you can and you need to embrace a kingdom dream. And if you continue, continue to abide in me, he said, continue to get medicine from Jesus and anoint your eyes, and you will see, like one puzzle added to another puzzle, added to another puzzle, and gradually over the time, you're gonna see a bigger and bigger and better picture of the kingdom plan and the dream that the master has assigned for you. And now you begin to see what you need to be fixing your eyes on. Not on anything else, but on that dream. 启示录里面给教会的书信哈，提到老底家的教会，老底家的教会今天随处都是，大家都以为自己发了财哈，什么都不缺，然后耶稣却对他们说，要向我，他说要向我买火炼的金子，要向我来买什么？买那个眼药，能够擦亮你的眼睛。弟兄姐妹，今天如果你真的向耶稣买火炼的金子，真的向他来买眼药，来擦亮你的眼睛，让你能够看见，我愿意你开始能够看见。第一，你看见你是可以，你需要有更大的抱负，有更大的渴望，有更大的理想梦想。哎，然后他说，你停留在我里面，藏在我里面，你继续的跟他保持这个亲密的连接，然后你继续的跟耶稣买那个眼药，你继续的从他那边得到的眼药来擦亮你的眼睛，那你就看得更清楚了，你看得更多了，看得更清楚的时候，好像一块一块的碎片拼起来，让你看得更清楚。过了一段时间，更大的一个图片，再过一个时间，更大的一个图像，让你看到究竟你该怀抱的天国的梦想是什么。 I know today we do have some church of Smyrna. We do have some church of Thyatira. And there are organizations that would go to some remote places to build children's schools. Oh yeah, there are some gospel organizations that would go out and do all kinds of things. But you know what we need today? What we need today would be more individual believers who will be Smyrna and Thyatira. Now, I'm not saying we need more organization. I'm not even saying we need more support to organizations. I'm saying we need individual believers to become mission-minded, to become kingdom-minded, to become so focus on the pursuit of the kingdom, that is all their life is about for themselves. 是的，也许我们今天也有士母拿的教会，我们今天也有菲拉铁菲的教会，啊，所以有一些福音的事工，他可以跑到遥远的，山区哈，建立孤儿院哈，啊，开水井，很多的很多的这些东西。可我们今天需要什么？我告诉你，我们今天需要的是更多的士母拿的信徒，更多的菲拉铁菲的信徒。啊，我说的不是我们需要更多的福音的机构。我说的是每一个信徒本身，基督徒本身就是一个需要，是一个有使命感的。你本身就是一个有使命感的人，有一个使命感的门徒。Because I tell you the mentality, let me tell you, just be honest, the mentality of most common believers today, especially in America, I tell you. Well, if I just take some time to pray for those organizations, if I would just try my best to send in some financial support,every now and then I have done my duty. And then you must realize, Even though as convenient to you as it might be. Oh yeah, it's very convenient to just put in an offering or a prayer whenever you can. And it does not affect how you live your life. It does not affect how you plan your future. But you know, the bottom line is you yourself need to be someone. If you are willing to deny yourself, he said, follow me, deny themselves and himself and pick up the cross. If you are willing to, and if you are willing to really follow him and deny yourself, you need to be someone who is willing. I said someone who is willing to leave your comfort zone. You will be at least willing. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not saying at least you have to willing. You have wholeheartedly willing to leave your comfort zone to bear the mission of God's kingdom plan for yourself. Some people, they will never find their dream. They won't. You know why? Because they're not willing. On the inside, they're not willing. Oh, I'm comfortable here. Oh yeah, it's comfortable. You can just put in your offering, put in your prayer whenever you can. I've done my duty. I've done my job. But you know what? Still the question to you is, what is the kingdom plan that God has assigned for you yourself? What is your dream? I don't want to be just supporting someone's dream. Yes, I will do that. But what about the dream that I am to fulfill? I am to pursue. 你可以看到一般的信徒他的想法就是，哦，我只需要在祷告里面，我只需要在奉献里面，我尽量的支持一下这个福音的机构，那我就尽了我的责任了。 但你也要明白到，那虽然那是多么的方便，哎呀，那个真的是很方便，我不需要动脑筋，也不会影响我的生活的情绪，不会需要我走出去我自己的舒适区，弟兄姐妹，你还是要选择究竟你本人要做的 就是一个真正有使命感的天国世界，所以你就需要深入的问你自己，有一些人他永远没有看到，永远得不到天国的梦想，为什么？因为他不愿意，因为那个梦想是需要他离开他的舒适区的，需要他离开他自己以为是舒坦的生活的。 可他就没有准备好，没有预备舍己。耶稣说：“你要跟我，跟我啊，你要舍己，要背十字架。”可我们太舒坦了，我不愿意。所以他不愿意的话，那个计划永远不会让他给看到，因为你让你看到没用啊。所以你要深入的问你自己，究竟什么是属于我的天国梦想？ 现在我身上的计划，天国的计划，在我身上要怎么拓展？ 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Why? Because people do not want to leave their comfort zone. Jesus also said, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields. Have you looked on the fields lately? Have you been looking on the fields at all? Or have you been just looking at your own world? Jesus needs you to be looking on the fields. Look at the world out there. My beloved, look at the world out there. Look at the people in other countries who have limited medications. Look at the teenagers out there who are trapped in the black hole of drugs. Look at the dying who have limited food and supplies of water. Look at all the children running on no clothing with no parents, but diseases around them. And you would look on the field. Then you ask God with an open heart, Lord, what is the kingdom plan for me? Because I don't want to miss out the glory. I don't want to miss out on the glory. I don't want to miss out on your calling. Lord, are you wanting to send me somewhere? Are you wanting to have me do something big? Then you will purpose with your mind. In your mind, you purpose with all the money I have, with all the time I have, with all the holidays that I have, that I can accumulate in my lifetime on the earth. At least you can be dispatched at least a few times as a true servant of Jesus to pursue the dream assigned for your life. Oh, I love to go on that cruise. Yeah, we can go on a cruise. No problem about that. But if all I do with my spare time, with all my leisure time, is about going on a cruise, I got to ask myself, am I really following him? Or am I just following a theology? 今天神需要的是一些真正有使命感的使徒、信徒、门徒。他需要的是你放眼去看，去看外面这个世界，要看。他说你要举目向天观看。今天的人，他很多的人今天没有举目向天观看，因为他看着的就只是他自己的生活。他看着的就只是他自己的工作，自己的生活，自己的目的，自己的喜好。耶稣说你举目向天观看，哦，你要往外面这个世界去看啊，弟兄姐妹，看啊，看着外面的世界，那些缺乏医疗药物的人啊，看着那个外面的世界，很多很多的人今天没有足够的水源，没有足够的食物，看着那些被困在毒品里面的年轻人，看着那些孩子没有爸爸没有妈妈，就只有病毒环绕着他们，疾病环绕着他们，然后你就开始全心全意的问神，究竟神在你身上的计划是什么？他对你到底有什么差遣？你就打定了主意，你打定了主意，在地上面短短几十年的人生，我告诉你，很快就要过。啊，你看我今天我头发都掉了很多了，比好几个月前。人生旅程在地上面很短的，很快就要过了。如果在你的人生在地上面，你能够积累的、动用的所有的钱、所有的时间、所有的假期、所有的你能够外出走走、旅游的话，最起码应该有几次是为耶稣这个主人出差，为你的主人来求、来看、来履行你的使命，不要错过属于你的梦想、计划，不要错过。Apart from Jesus, you cannot do anything. But with Him who strengthens you, you can do all things. All things. So start drawing close to Him and establish a close connection with Him and let Him show you the assignment, the plan,the dream that he has appointed for you. From this day and on, I tell you, what wakes you up in the morning, it must no longer be that alarm clock. No. Let the kingdom dream be the picture and the voice that wake you up every day and drive you and get you going every day.Wake up with the alarm of the kingdom dream, the picture with the voice, and let that be the transformation of your life, that your life will be transformed and thousands of lives of other people will be transformed through you, because it is Jesus who lives in you. 我们离开了耶稣的时候什么也不能做，但急需的 跟耶稣保持连接，紧密的连接交通，靠耶稣的能力，你靠着哪加添你力量的，你什么都凡事都能做啊。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，从今天开始哈，把那个属于你的天国的梦想来追求，来拥有，来怀抱在心里面，让他来给你看到他对你的呼召是什么，他在你身上的任务是什么。然后每一天你在睡梦，在早上的时候，在睡梦唤醒你，不再是你的闹钟，我们不再让闹钟来唤醒我们，每一天就让国度的梦想成为每一天把你在睡梦中唤醒起来的动力，让那个国度的梦想，那个景象，那个声音来推动你，让你的生命给彻底的改变，也让千万的人生命也指着你的梦想继续的得到改变，因为活在你的里面就是耶稣。好，我们一起来低头祷告。 Let us all bow and pray. Heavenly Father, we realize that you have appointed us to live in a very awesome time. The most important time in thehistory of mankind, the end times, the last hours before the coming of your kingdom. We recognize that and we are thankful that you have appointed us for this hour. We look to you to show us what is the plan, and let our hearts be so filled with that dream that we would be thinking about it all the time. We will be talking about it all the time. We would love to be sharing it with other friends and church brothers and sisters all the time. And we will be processing it with hope all the time. We live it, we breathe it, we walk it, and we do it. Thank you, Jesus, will be our source and our strength and our wisdom and our drive to accomplish all that we will accomplish. We will be above and beyond because of you. Thank you, Lord, for continue to carrying us and leading us.亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，从今天开始你就让我们看见，让我们能够真的付出我们的生命来得到更大的生命耶稣说了，要凡是要得到生命的就要丧失他的生命，凡为他的缘故丧失生命的都要得着真正的生命。我们感谢你，你为我们预备好美好的带领呼召，给我们召回每一个弟兄姐妹，从今天开始我们就是心里面怀抱着天国的梦想，让这个梦想是那样的充满着我们的心，让我们所想的，所讲的，所分享的，所做的，所有的一切都环绕着这个梦想，以至于把最后的荣耀归给你。我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求， In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.